Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Yes Functional Longevity Podcast, where we give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Porter, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. I want to first thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what we have to say today. We got a special group with us today. If you don't know, if you're not aware, that I'm an assistant coach for the Lewis Mills girls lacrosse, varsity lacrosse team. And we have our athletes participating with us today in what we're going to call GLAX Feud. But before we go any further, I want to just thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. At Yes Fitness, we find that people don't age as much as they'd like to age. They age as well as they like to age. So we help them get fit, to live longer, and to be able to enjoy those extra years. So why we're doing this today is, first, the girls wanted to come on the podcast and have some fun. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to help mold their lives so that they can live longer, healthier lives. If you know my story, I started thinking about living longer when I was 10 years old. At 10 years old, my uncle died. He was 45 years old. That's the first and only time that you choked up. First and only time I ever saw my father cry. You ever see your father cry? Raise your hand if you see your father cry. It's disturbing. It bothered me my whole life. So at that point in time, I said, hey, if my uncle can die at 45, my dad can die. And I was only 10 years old. So I started thinking about living longer when I was 10 years old. A few years later, my father-in-law died at 45 years old from cancer. He was very overweight, smoked, drank, did a lot of things he should not be doing. A year later, to the day, my father died at 64 years old. My dad is the only person inside the family to live their 60s at that time. So it really bothered me that, hey, what's going on here? Like, I'm going to die young. And that's pretty scary. But research has come out and has told us that only 20% of how long we live is based on our genetics. Only 20%. The rest is lifestyle. So you guys all have the opportunity to shape how long you live and how well you can enjoy those extra years. And I hope today, if you can take one thing out of today's little fun that we have here, we'll help you live a longer life and be able to enjoy it. So here we go. We're going to get started with a little GLAX feud. It's going to be very similar to Family Feud. Let's make sure the mic is on. It is. You're going to get to answer questions.
It turned off.
It's bad. If I don't see that, let me know. Because it's the internet messing this up. I can cut that out. What is a positive lifestyle factor that promotes good health? Lexi.
Exercise.
Correct. You can hear it, Christian? So we have two other, you gotta give us two other answers. What other lifestyles? Ask your team. Here we go.
A good diet, like eating
up. Maintaining a healthy diet, correct?
And sleeping enough.
Quality sleep. Woo! Lexi's team gets 3 points. The other ones are stress management. Stress is really important, not that stress in life. That's poor. Social connections. Really important to have social connections. That means not just with your family, that's with people when you go out to them. Post office, say hello to the postmaster, somebody walking down the streets. You want to avoid harmful habits like drinking and smoking, and you want to always maintain a positive mindset. Holds true for lacrosse, correct?
Yes.
Positive mindset. All right, so the juniors, by the way, juniors against seniors, freshmen, and sophomores. Get 3 points. Next one up.
Yes,
yeah. Ava and Molly.
Hands behind
your back. What is a lifestyle change you can implement to help you eat healthier? Molly.
Eating more protein.
Adequate protein intake, correct. Well, here we go. We got.
Less sugar.
No.
You got to try to get two more right. One more wrong, and they get to steal it.
Okay. More vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables is correct. Yeah, go ahead. Reverse again.
Okay. Drinking a good amount of water.
It is important to drink a lot of water, but it's not one of the top seven. Everything's based on research. So here we go. The question again is, what's a lifestyle change you can implement to help you eat healthier? They got two right, there's seven.
You should have just told her it was right. You can cheat.
What's my question?
No, next time you're just gonna be like. All
right, here we go. What do we got?
That's a lot of time.
I think they got 20 seconds.
Like a balanced diet, like heavy veggies and like.
That's weird.
You guys said protein and fruits and vegetables. We said balance.
And then you said veggies.
How many you get right?
Two.
You get 2 points.
Yay!
Everything we're talking about today is based on research. Everything we're talking about is research. So here's number one, is to follow a plant-based diet. People follow a plant-based diet, typically live a little bit longer.
Okay, we got number one.
Moderate caloric intake.
What?
Moderate caloric intake, like don't eat too much.
Okay.
Intermittent fasting. You know what intermittent fasting is?
Yeah, I do that.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. Intermittent fasting forces the body to protect itself. Does it ever have food? It sends out these things called certain proteins that help you live longer. So intermittent fasting is a good thing. Fruits and vegetables we got. Healthy fats. People eat nuts and seeds, seem to live longer. Adequate protein intake and mindful eating. What's mindful eating?
Like being aware of
what you're eating. Exactly. Don't be looking on your phone and watching TV while you eat.
Oh.
Be mindful of it. So just pay attention to what you're eating. That doesn't happen, does it?
No, I don't like that.
All right, who's next up?
Yeah!
Hey!
Yeah.
Right. Don't smash the button.
I won't.
I know,
so
yes,
your hands
are
behind your back.
Hands behind your back, right? Yeah. Let's go.
Natalie, you should be quick.
As we know, I'm an exercise guy. So, what is the top exercise that you can do to contribute to a longer, healthier life? And
walking.
Underneath aerobic exercise, because we do want you to get your heart rate up a little bit.
Video.
Here we go. What do we got?
It's
close, right?
It's
okay. I'm leaving this up.
All
right, here we go. Where's one answer?
Even though.
You get another chance.
Oh. Wait.
Weightlifting.
Oh,
weightlifting. Yay! Yeah. So, no, you get another job. What's that? You still eat. So you get two wrong. Gotta get one more.
Sorry.
All right, what do we got?
Think of an exercise mode, not a particular exercise.
Mode?
No. Yes. Mode. You talk about aerobics, you talk about strength.
That's how it works, bro. You're
like, no,
I'm not here.
Too many hints?
Yes, bro. We got none.
Hey!
All right,
final answer.
Flexibility.
Yeah! That's a good
exercise.
Yes, he gave him the answer.
Okay, Lexi.
So. We have aerobic exercise.
Bang.
Strength training.
This is us.
There's more of them than you, so don't get into a fight. Balance and stability training in mind-body. Which
like yoga.
You can do yoga to get mind body, yeah. But you can do yoga with a lot of different things.
Yes.
All right.
You should have just counted.
We have three now.
We
got five.
Coach
Rose knows
the score. Five total?
All right, next one up. I'll try not to
talk. I'm ready.
Let's go ahead.
Give it up.
According to the research, what lifestyle change can you implement to help you reduce stress? Allie.
Yoga. That's, you can get yoga, less stressful.
Meditation.
Yeah,
meditation. You can change the
answer. Yoga, you said yoga.
I'll tell you what it's under. Practicing relaxation techniques.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. Yes. According to research, what is a lifestyle change you can implement to help you reduce stress? Answer.
More sleep or getting
sleep. We got one more. You ready to steal?
You're
going to say sleep?
What's the other one?
All right, what do we got?
Social interaction.
Social interaction.
Being with friends, you know, talking to people.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
More
stress.
Wait.
Like having a support system.
Yes.
Have like a therapist.
Yes.
Bro!
I'm putting that under stay connected.
Yes!
So the first one is practice relaxation techniques. The next one is regular exercise, prioritizing sleep, manage time efficiently. When you don't manage time efficiently, you create stress. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Stay connected. Practice self-care. Take care of yourself. Set some boundaries. Be able to say no. Seek professional help. And of course, always practice gratitude.
Oh,
what's the score right now?
Junior 6, everyone else 5.
No!
Junior 6, everyone else 5.
You're up 5-1. It's up 5-1.
We can do this!
I feel like
Kaylee's
really
cagey. She is.
I think this is question 5. It's the last question. So it's still anyone can win. According to the research, what is a lifestyle change you can implement to help you sleep better? Whoa! What we got?
Watch your like eating before bed and everything, and your dieting before bed to make sure you're not having like too many sugars and stuff.
Yes,
it's not
good
food
answer.
Oh no! Don't give him a cheap thing.
No.
Yeah.
He gave you guys the literal answer.
Yes!
Be mindful of your diet and hydration. Yes!
Oh!
You're so loud.
Don't tell me. Okay, what do we got?
So first one would be like watching your screen. Why were you making the light and stuff before?
Yes! Limit exposure to screens before bed. Oh, this is right here. This determines it. There's a lot. There's 10 things you can do. Obviously, none of you have a problem sleeping at this age. What do we got?
Okay, so keeping the consistent sleep schedule and not like messing yourself up by going to sleep.
Number one.
Yeah!
Consistent sleep schedule.
Yes!
Other answers are create a relaxing bedtime routine, taking a bath, optimizing your sleep environment.
We should do a bonus question.
We should do a bonus question?
Yes.
Limit exposure to screens, mindful of your diet, regularly exercise, manage stress and anxiety, limit naps, limit stimulus and nicotine, and seek professional help.
Bonus question should be worth like
a bonus question.
Yes.
10 points.
Yep.
It's a bonus question for 10 points.
No.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Who's got math reflexes?
Okay, you're not. There's only going to be one. There's only going to be one answer.
Wait, there's only one answer?
There's only going to be one answer. One answer, and we will go back and forth.
I'll go again.
We'll go back and forth.
Here
we go. Here we go.
Do the lettuce one.
We're going to go.
I'm stressed.
We're going to go back and forth. You get it right. Whoever gets it right, we'll go back and forth. Just think. Okay? Think. What does Coach Porta?
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. Coach Chris.
Oh.
What does Coach Chris think is the most important lifestyle factor?
Got it.
Not just to live a longer life, to be able to enjoy this.
Hey, behind the back,
I already tapped it.
Oh,
what?
What?
The most important. exercise.
What form of exercise?
Well, cardio.
No.
Right.
She's conversing with the question.
Wait,
she can't converse.
Yes, you could. You just didn't turn around and do it.
Check the rules, Coach. Okay, what is, according to Coach Chris, what is the most important thing you can do to not just live a longer life, but to live a healthier life, to be able to enjoy things you like to do?
Did you say?
Yes. Wait, did you say factor or exercise?
Either one.
Wait, what was
it? I said exercise.
Yes.
Molly, that was really loud.
Yes, exactly.
Why are you conversing with them?
Did you just give them the
answer?
No. Okay,
let me go.
I would say
that.
What do you got?
Strength training.
Yeah! Yes!
How did I steal it from you?
Because you heard us say it.
You're like,
no way! Say it!
All right.
Yeah, this is helping my stress levels out.
Yeah. Oh.
We're all stressed now. Relax. Relax.
Relax. Yeah, you guys are gonna
be cheaters. I want to know. I want to know each of you to tell me one thing you may have learned today. Each of you, not as a team. One thing that you learned today. That's going to help you live longer and healthier. Go ahead.
Do not watch TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ava.
Strength training is the most important form of exercise.
My favorite, Ava.
To always have a positive mindset.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Social interaction is really important.
Social interaction, believe it or not. Believe it or not, social interaction is like the number one thing. The number one most important thing is according to research. Because if you get lonely and you get depressed, your life goes in the toilet. So why I'm going to tell you this is when you see, like, in other countries, when people get older, the grandparents get old, they take them into their homes and they live with them until they die. In our country, we send them off to assisted living to be with other people and die. So, it's really important. It's really important your whole life to be social with people. It's the number one. It's even more important than family. It's close, very close. Yeah.
Talking to therapists.
Absolutely. Amen. That's self-care, therapist. No question about it. Did the juniors have any? Did we learn one thing? Yes.
Stress relief is important.
Yeah, very important. What do you got? Sounds nice and important. Very important. Go ahead.
Not go on your phone before bed.
Yes, you should spend about an hour off of screen time.
Molly.
And I would like to.
I'd
like to address Molly's protein factor. Protein is important because you can exercise and lift weights all you want, but if you're not getting enough protein, the muscles won't grow, and you're not going to grow and be big. But you need to have protein. And as we get older, long time for you guys. We don't utilize protein as well as we did when we were younger. That's why we need to have even more as we get older in our 60s and 70s, things like that. But I want you to think about this. At age 30, you guys, when you're young, I don't know, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, not thinking about age 30, but it'll be here before you know it. And at age 30, that's when the body really starts to go downhill. You start to lose muscle mass at age 30. We need muscle mass to be able to function. We need to keep our metabolism up so we won't gain weight. We start to lose bone density at age 30. That's why it's important to lift weights, to keep that bone density. We start to not work as well on our brains, even at age 30. That's why you need some aerobic exercise. They did studies on our brave soldiers in World War II. These young kids had died in the war, and they found out that they had already had a start of heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of male and female in this country. I think in the world. So you want to try to maintain a healthy lifestyle throughout your life. You don't want to wait until you're 40. You don't want to wait until you're 50. You want to start young. Think of it as a bank, okay? And you make a deposit in the bank. Every time you do something towards that healthy lifestyle, you make a deposit in your lifestyle, your longevity bank. Just like they teach you that in school. Like, put money in the bank, compound. Same thing for lifestyle. Okay. So you guys got any questions?
Nope.
I thank you guys for coming on board. I had a great time. I'm happy to have done this with you guys today.
And, good. What was the final score without that last question?
Without the 10 bonus points. Juniors 9, everyone else 5.
Okay,
with
15 to 9.
Juniors
9.
Do the math, add 10.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was a bonus question.
We'll figure it out off air. Okay. All right, that's what we got for you today. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. And you as well learned something. And you look for more information from us next Tuesday on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better.